From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Helicopters in Nigeria helping emergency crews searching for victims on the ground and fighting fires triggered by the crash of an airliner in the country's capital. All 153 people aboard were killed. The plane went down in a residential area, and officials are concerned that many may have been killed on the ground as well. A car bomb has killed at least 18 people and wounded more than four dozen others in Baghdad today. It was the deadliest single attack there in months. The blast was so powerful it ripped the front off a major government building. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency and Iran hold talks this week on an agreement for better access to Iranian nuclear facilities. Carrie Skyring in Vienna reports the International Atomic Energy Agency is pushing for access to its sensitive Iranian military facility.
Yukiya Amano, the IAEA chief, says he'll meet Iranian officials at the end of this week. He's hoping to conclude a deal ending 4 years of dispute with Tehran over what his inspectors can see and where they can go. He's also urging Iran to allow early inspections of the Parchin military site, where he suspects nuclear weapons-related testing has been conducted. Recent reports from diplomats and Western experts claim Iran is cleaning the site of nuclear traces before allowing access. Satellite photos suggest buildings have been demolished and earthworks carried out. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful and denies that Parchin has any links to it. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin is hosting top European leaders at a summit in St. Petersburg. They're expected to urge him to press Russia's ally Syria to comply with UN envoy Kofi Annan's peace plan and to withdraw heavy weapons from Syrian cities. Civil rights leaders Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are set to join local ministers at a rally in Milwaukee today, aimed at boosting voter turnout for tomorrow's closely watched recall election for Governor Scott Walker. Chuck Quernbach reports that Jackson has been a vocal critic of Walker.
Reverend Jackson told news reporters that with attacks on public sector collective bargaining, Governor Walker has divided Wisconsin.
What we now see is an unusual level of polarization in Wisconsin, public workers against private workers. Why? These are neighbors. These are friends. These are relatives.
Jackson says Democratic challenger Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett would unite Wisconsin. Walker says his crackdown on collective bargaining was aimed at helping taxpayers.
Vietnam's top defense official says his government will open three new sites for excavation by the U.S. in an effort to find American troops still listed as missing in action. Word of the agreement follows a meeting with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta.
This is the first time that Secretary of Defense has come back to Cameron Bay since the war years.
This is NPR News from Washington. This is the 23rd anniversary of the bloody crackdown by China's government on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. NPR's Louisa Lim reports authorities there have been busy blocking internet access to any terms that might be related to the killings.
Even the words Shanghai stock market were blocked on China's internet today. This because in an extraordinary coincidence, the market dropped 64.89 points today. In Chinese, 6-4 also means June the 4th. A number of other terms were blocked, including the words for candle, never forget, and even today. In the run-up to the anniversary, there have been at least three very small protests in different provinces, mostly by elderly rights activists. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department urged Beijing to issue a full list of those who were killed, detained, and went missing in 1989. China's foreign ministry responded by accusing the U.S. of crude meddling in domestic Chinese affairs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Cyber warfare has been a topic of discussion at a security summit in Singapore. Larry Miller reports Britain's armed forces minister says preemptive cyber strikes may be in the future.
Nick Harvey says cyber attacks against national security threats are quite a civilized option to neutralize potential attacks and prevent casualties. Harvey predicts cyber warfare will play a growing role in future conflicts, enabling low-cost attacks on countries with substantial conventional forces. Backing the British stand, the Canadian defense minister describes a preemptive cyber strike as an insurance policy. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.